Hello, Brent again from the Carson Site Division. I wanted to do a dispatch about the porters. So we've got about 30, 35 porters, and they're split between the Donnie and Monty tribe. And we've got an interesting mix. You've got the head porter guys, and you can tell who they are. And they all seem like they have a wife or two with them, and then some kids. And everybody kind of shares the load, particularly more porters than they used to carry. And they've got one little dog that, no matter how muddy it is, that little dog is very clean and tan, which is pretty spectacular. And the camps that they put up are impressive. They build what almost appears to be a longhouse out of a PVC blue tarp over a frame of wood. And then they build this great giant rectangular fire down the middle of it. I'm amazed it doesn't melt the PVC, but it's really a sort of a sweat lodge sauna in there. Smoke pours out from each end, and that structure's all about, you know, 10 feet, 12 feet tall at the apex, and about 30 feet long, 40 feet long, maybe 30 feet long. And everybody piles in there and that sort of puffy pile sweat lodge. They throw sweet potatoes into the cold bed, and that seems what they're eating, and then they sing until, you know, late into the night, which is actually kind of nice to go to sleep. So, you know, after the extortion, going to different areas just to get through day one, the tribe's men, our porters, are amazingly harmonious and great group. So they're having fun everywhere they go. And again, that little dog is pretty amazing. One thing that's interesting is one of one of the head porters has a little pump pellet gun, and he's an amazingly good shot. So any bird he sees, he drops his pack and he shoots the bird, and he collects it, and then they build a little fire at their breaks, and everybody crowds around and eats the little bird. So they eat what they kill, and the guy's an amazing shot with that pellet gun. So that's just a quick dispatch on the porters.